Hey, let's get this food. Where you going? Where you going, man? You got some money on you? You got some money on you? Don't check your pockets. Hey, shut the fuck up. I'm gonna fuck you up right now.
You take it.
What?
Take it. Grab that guy. Grab that guy.
Now, when you're faced with, come right over here, Patrick. When you're faced with like three attackers like this, again, they're much bigger. Come over here, Rock. Again, all these guys are much, much bigger than me. I'd love to tell you how easy it is to maneuver and move. No, it's not. Pushing all these guys was a lot of weight and very hard. What was I trying to do? I was trying to create openings. I wanted to try to move to the side. So as George was coming here, right, I was trying to like maybe try to be able to angle off and move this way. If he was coming here, I was trying to find, I'm gonna use the wall to try to slide around my attackers as much as possible. At some point, Rock had his hand here, but he's just so big that even moving him, give me force, even trying to move him was like so hard where I'm trying to. So what are you trying to do? I'm trying to move the hands, I'm trying to come around, I'm trying to create enough opening to get out as quickly as possible. Now for the drill, I'm not striking. In reality, I probably would have struck one of these guys. Probably at one point when George was here, maybe I would have thrown a pump and then used them to get out. So when you're faced with this type, you want to use the walls and you want to think to move around. Going through the middle could be dangerous because if one of them grabs you, you have chest to back, you might go down to the ground. But it's not as easy as it looks, thinking I'm going to move left and then this guy's going to come here and I'm going to come around there. I don't know how these guys are going to move. We can do this scenario 10 times. You're going to get a complete different attack or different way that they're gonna move.